Let me explain myself. You know, those who are already old, really, really old, or they are already established, we are in this season of our life that we are not there yet, but we have left where we were. Are you hearing me? Let me describe this service according to Prof. There is those who don't have enough. There are those among us who just have enough and keep going like that. There are those among us, smaller number, who has much more than enough. Pastor, what do you mean by that? I'll give it to you. The first group, when they take money, they are concerned several times, they are bothered, they feel, you know, particularly basic, like housing rent and stuff like that, and, you know, school fees, you know, you're just trying to. And several times, you're going to have to get back and, you know, pick up. And so, then the second group, they carry on. They pay their house rent, but they can't get some things they are after. Hello, some of the bigger phone, better car, but the car they have now serves them, works with them. They could go do that. And they could just spare some steel phone. Small, small, small things. But they are comfortable. Then there are those among us who earn big income. You don't think, you just buy. Some of us among us over here. Pastor, can you show us? Mm-mm. Know yourself, bro. And stop thinking about others. So that is where we are. So those who don't have enough, those just enough. And those who are more than enough. Like Egypt, they didn't have enough. Wilderness, they had enough to run through the day. Now, also, because of our different professional life. Some jobs, their income is not expandable. You cannot get up and say, this month I'm going to improve my income. If you are working in the civil service. Hallelujah. But if you are a doctor working in the civil service, you can expand your income. You can just say, let me do some, what do you call it now? Come, you know, my friend, can I come to your hospital? You can look for something to do. If you're a teacher too, you can start something to do. Am I making some sense? Accountant may be difficult a little bit. Who else? You can't just get up and increase your income suddenly. Am I making some sense? Now, some people are earning mega income. Mega. Are you hearing me? I mean, some guys are earning in dollars. I know some guys in church that they work abroad, live in Nigeria, and they earn dollars. Huh? Now, you must know what step to take in each of these areas. Like Prof was saying, when it comes to your income. Am I making some sense this morning? Now, write this one down. And write three apostrophe after it. Avoid frustration. Avoid frustration. Avoid frustration. You know what I'm saying? Avoid frustration. Avoid frustration. Avoid frustration. Whatever level you are, don't try and frustrate yourself. That's a way of shooting yourself at the feet. If you are not having enough, don't attempt buying Galaxy S23. You're going to hang all your income for the next 12 months on that. Now, let me also make it worse for you. You see, coming to church like this, or coming to any church, can make life more difficult for you. Why do I say that? You come to church, you will see these different levels of greed. Now your car, you are managing it. And then somebody else comes to church with another slicking car. And it just, and your wife say, what car, sir? That's frustrating enough. Are you hearing me? Your children will say, Daddy, I like their car. I don't like this car. Children are fantastic with that. So what do you do? Banuemo, Tobalulo, Lorate, Magunue. This is what we have now. One of the things you have to learn to do when you are not having enough is to manage your frustration and keep on doing what you need to do. I hope you get what I'm saying. Now, if you are not just having enough, don't go and rent a house you cannot pay easily. You are going to maximize your frustration. That makes some sense. You know, we do better teachings when it rains. Are you hearing me? It's me. You know, we do better teachings when it rains. I wish I would combine. If I knew that rain will come, I'll have combined the services. Just have some good time for 5 hours, kind of a thing. So, that's the first person, the not enough. And please, husband and wife, you're in that category. Don't feel bad. Keep working at it. But do something. If you are not having enough, start asking yourself, in this your chosen field, can you expand there? If you cannot expand there, you need to ask, where else can I expand? There's one person in church, a young man, who works with civil service. Civil service, they took him to one small suburb of one of those small towns, and he's in the Ministry of Youth and Sports and Development. And they put him in the office there, in that small town, not far from where we are here, and there's nothing to do. Huh? So, one day he told his colleague in the office, there are two of them, now I'm pregnant, let's go to school and do something for development of the youth. So they went one inside, with two inside. When they were coming back, they ran into Fulani with about 100 cattle that they thought that they're going to be kidnapped. A pregnant woman, a minister of stress like that. But they finally managed to get to the office. When their oga had said, you do what you are told in civil service. Do what you need to do. Don't go and add anything more. Stay off. So he told himself, they went to the office and they will sit down and they will sleep. But he noticed that he was slipping away his life. So he started doing batik. And they have days off in civil service, am I right? He has 5 days off. So they arrange to go to the office once or twice a week, doing nothing. I said, Gusi, good boy. So he started selling. He told me, his gross income, the money he made was about $500,000, about 2 years ago, another kind of thing, making, and he's using leverage. He goes to all these people in the office and sell to them, top guys. See, he's using whatever he has to try and expand himself. Now, let me be honest over here. Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you here? Now, you ladies, the days of thinking that the man will do everything is gone. Wasanwo school fees, wasanwo le, wasanwo oko, wasanwo rena, wasanwo sleep, wasanwo wake up. You carry me, go. Even if he does that, you have to get extra care for yourself to do much more to help him. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Because life is frustrating now. Many men are dumping their responsibilities now. I'm not talking about your husband, I'm talking about many men. Here. So, if you're in that category, like Prof said, ask yourself. Now, Prof, they are here. What we did, because, see, I grew up with them in our 30s and 40s and 50s, 60s, 60s now. We've been together now for almost 30 years, right, Prof? I mean, we almost every, if not every week, every month, we grew up together. They didn't have anything. They are not poor any longer. Neither am I. I look poor. You know what I mean? But look at my wife, all right? Don't look at me. You know? But this is what we learn. What he's teaching us is not what he read in one book. We start asking ourselves, let's start on purpose. Don't take this moment. You can ask them, don't take this moment because things are not enough and eat everything. You are doomed in your future. You know, our colleagues, we did that. You know now. They didn't respect all this truth. They just eat everything, and they are now old. Prof was telling you about one professor that was asking him, was it the service that was saying, please, just walk me. Just push, give me. I can't afford to retire now. But he let him know. Add the thing call. You know, we are nice over here. We tell you the truth. You may not take it 20 years' time. It will just be what you are feeling. You know, you can, that's church. You may tell all this, but you're not. You can. So what he's talking about, thinking about passive income, active income, go back and think about it. So if you are not having enough, as you are struggling to pay your house rent, keep looking up, like he said. Keep looking up. I can do something more. Now, if you're in business, this is your finest hour. Fast for the cold is frustrating. You have an expandable income. You can do something. You have to just pray. Let me give an example. When I was starting out in ministry years ago, we had our first child, like some of you do now. And I was thinking, man, how are we going to cope? I was traveling as a pastor. I was not a pastor of a church. I preach in places. And I know that they give me, I can never predict my income. Whatever the envelope they give me, some envelope I will open, I'll find 1,000. How about I open 20 naira? One day, one church in Ilefe, they begged me to come. I didn't want to go. Remember, PJ 505. I said, I'm not coming. So they begged, literally begged me. So it was Sunday morning, we woke up early in the morning. I didn't want to go. I wish I followed that, and I said, I didn't want to go. But they were begging you, church. So I took my wife with my assistant. We drove down to Ilefe, preach our heart after begging me. Thank God I took extra money. And, man, good old days. We finished service. It was in the stadium, in OAU. I finished service. We step out. Nobody cared about us. Not even a bottle of water. My wife was angry. I said, dear, calm down. I got some money. We'll go and eat in town. I smile. I had to. So I can have reputation for next time. If I fight them now, they won't tell you what happened, but tell the pastor was fighting everywhere. And so I finished. We went to eat. And that time, fuel is about, you can buy fuel with 40 naira or something those days, you know. Fill up a tank. I came back. If they invited me there again, I would say, thus said the Lord, I'm not coming. But serious, I may still go back there. I'm serious. Why? I'm so spiritually under God. So those moments when things were really difficult, I was thinking, what am I going to do? So I began to pray. And that's the first thing you can do. Start praying. What, Pastor, why is God not moving? Because you don't talk to God about that.
Pastor, I talked to God yesterday.
When last you talked to God?
3 months ago, when I saw my friend's car, he looked better than my own car. I said, Lord, remember me. Oh.
And then when you say, remember me, 3 months later, you have forgotten yourself. So what to do? You set the alarm. You said, maybe Mondays, I'll pray about this. So I started praying. I went to Ibadan. I was praying. What can I do? Then I had something. What do you have that you can do? I said, I'm a preacher. Then he came to me. You can write. I said, you can write now. There'll be publishers and printer. He said, I want to be the publisher yourself. I said, I can't print. He said, go and learn. So I learned how to print. And I told myself, I can't write big books. Before I finish it, I won't have any money. So I wrote small books like this and very interesting topics. Let me make you laugh. I wrote one book one time, How to Escape the Economic Crisis. Nobody was buying it. It was almost like crisis in Nigeria. So I wrote that book, How to Escape. Very nice book. They were not buying. I was praying. I just saw what I should do. I tore off all the cover and put out to enter abundance. The book started selling. People don't like How to Escape. They like How to Enter Abundance. Are you hearing me? So I'll take the books with me. Now listen to this. I had those small books. I finished preaching. They had me preach. I sell the books. My wife will be folding the paper in a parlor. Starting out, just having a kid. And so start doing that. And start, you know, things were rough. But we start selling those books. And I'll start getting money when I travel and having extra money. And I will even give from there again. Then one day I noticed that the money was not longer enough, even the money from printing. So God started telling me, go to the next level. Start sowing in my kingdom. Helping the poor. Those who cannot buy the books, give some of them free. So that I can multiply it back to you as a whole. A lot of things we've learned practically speaking. So wherever you are now, God can raise you. 1 Samuel 2 verse 8. Take a look. Wherever you are right now, 1 Samuel 2 8. Wherever you are right now, if you just cooperate with God, 1 Samuel 2 verse 8. He raises the poor. Can you make it bigger so that we can see it very well? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord, and they have set the word upon them. Now, don't think crazy thought about this verse. That you just hear something just happen. Boja. No. He said, he raises the poor from the dust. Let's start from the dust. And when you raise somebody, you raise them. You don't just jack them up. They will collapse. You raise them from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. Mark those three words. Write them down. From glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. From glory to glory. What's glory? It's beautiful. Do you have any kind of beautiful future for yourself? That your children will go to school, they'll be okay, they will live well, you will have your own house, probably have another house for someone to rent. Do you need to have that kind of glory before you? You must have the glory of this business rising and becoming better. And you must have the glory of, I'm going to touch life, I'm going to bless people. Do you know that I wrote my wife before we married, and I wrote three things we are going to do with our lives. And the third one was that we are going to help people financially. And I was broke. No, I was not broke. I was broken. Are you hearing me? Set that kind of glory. The prophet said, don't only set glory of just bread. Set the glory of harvest, seed. Have you noticed that farms are always bigger than bread? You can never see a farm and bread of the same size. Am I correct? Farms are bigger. So that's for those of us who are just starting out. For those of us who are, things are already taking shape and you are doing well, don't frustrate yourself to go and do what you cannot handle. Don't jump into three-bedroom flat when you are just doing face of one-room apartment.
Yeah, Pastor, we just have a baby.
I know, but can you pick it? I saw this verse years ago. He said, let's go and see it. Luke 14. Luke 14. Verse 28. I hope I'm correct. Let's see it. You know, this. Which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Number two, lest after he has laid the foundation and not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. This is the foundation of banking loan system. The banks know that majority of us will not pay up. So they set up interest rates to make money of our unfaithfulness. Only few will look at the foundation and ask themselves, Pastor, don't worry, I'll get the cash, 2 million. 200,000, my manager. Pastor, we believe God. The question is this, do you have enough capacity in God? If it's 2 million, when last did you believe God for half a million and came through? Pastor, am I worried? I'm not weary. The question is, are you weary? So, that level, you know, you want to, and can I say something to you? If you're at that area of not just enough going on, please, don't set your eyes on what you are going to consume. Set your eyes on what you produce. Are you hearing me? Pastor, I like my car. Something. I like my car. I think I should have a second car. Get a car there. Put something on it. Bring some money in. Huh? Pastor, have you ever tried Okada before? I did. I didn't ride it. You try all kinds of things. I'm like, prop type batik. try all kinds of things. So go to Okada, go somebody to ride it, and it will make his money a little bit, then somebody will crash it. It's normal. Welcome to life. You have to learn experience. Are you hearing me?
Pastor, I want that investment that is very safe, that has no trouble.
I tell you where it is, in graveyard. You try your hands on things. You try your hands on things. You do whatever you can. But don't at that where you're just having enough, yeah. Don't start setting your eyes on just consumables. Are you hearing me? Oh, things are going to look very fascinating. So I have to do something. I have to take scissors and start cutting my want to size. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? It's time of discipline that will help you so well. Now, let me tell you something else. Now, for the third class that have plenty of money. See, I'm sorry. If you have never gone through discipline, that money won't last long. Riches are not forever. You see, let me make you laugh. I woke up this morning, there was rain. I said, we will not use diesel in church. Huh? We have plenty of diesel. I'm happy because you're going to save some. I said, open all the windows. It's raining. Now, Pastor, why did you do that? Why did you do that? I could have just said, oh, come on. Close all the windows. That's cool. Yeah, well, let's just enjoy the stuff. No. You give us extra days ahead of that time. Somebody said, Pastor, don't worry about any days. It will rain. It rained today. You know, but see, you guys that are bigger. Okay, let me talk to the big boys and big girls here in the house. Don't just start living on the eye side. You know, I wish I can give you some books. We learned this, that when you are that big like that, you must start learning to invest. There are two things you must invest in. If you're a big person like that, your business moving and you're getting money in dollars, I mean thousands coming in, I mean millions. Remember this. You must invest in lands, houses, real estate, and invest in your business. Can I surprise you? The biggest landowner in the U.S. is not Sukamia and his group. The biggest landowner in the U.S. is Microsoft founder, Bill Gates. You know what I call it? Real estate. Because nothing else is real. You hear me? Huh? See, if you buy a car now, boom, boom, five million, you have to create it. If I buy a car, 50 million, 20 million, drive it off. Moment you drive it up, it becomes minus 3 million. 3 months later, it's depreciating. But when you buy land now, by tomorrow, if you also invest in your, some of you over here, if you are having big time, things are turning up in your business, then if you are working as a professional, improve yourself. Go to school more. Get more certification. Do it better. So you can, don't just think that, these small boys will just come and overtake you. Just find yourself in the cold, like some of my friends, when they were in school, medical school, they got MBBS. They carry themselves. They joined General Hospital, and they are working as medical officer, senior medical officer, principal medical officer. Then these boys went to school, became consultant, and they bring them to the hospital, and all of you are principal medical officer with your belly like this after 30, 40 years. They just make those boys your HOD. We are living in a knowledge-based economy now. Certification, certification, not certificate. Certification, certification is it. Yeah.
Pastor, I don't have any certification for business.
On YouTube. If I were you now, I'll go to YouTube and say, passive income, increase income, earn income. All this we are giving you in church. But Aliba said, you get this thing in a seminar somewhere where you pay 100,000. Are you hearing me? You know, all those eateries. Have you seen those eateries? You see those eateries? You know, their investment is not actually in the burger they give you. The investment is in the land where they build the place. Do you know why? If anything happened to them, they will sell that land multiple times of what they bought it that time. They buy the best place in town. Are you here? So, husband and wife, don't eat. Prof, come back. Prof, come back. Professor Kendi, please come. Let me tell you. Daddy, I know daddy. Please speak to you. Daddy retired from Guinness. Am I correct? Oh, no, not Guinness. That's father-in-law. From USC.
PNT.
PNT. PNT.
PNT. Post and telecommunication. Jacques.
You know, daddy had five of you. Is it five of you or four of you now?
Four.
Four. You know, is the second born, first born son. All right. And daddy with mommy, daddy started using his money to build, money was making to build houses. What happened? Things were deep. Mommy will sometimes tell us.
Well, yes, he had it through learning and just coming into that. And he will always tell my mom, look, take care of some little things for the children. And I will go on building because I don't
Wait,
want to live
he worked
on anything.
In P&T, oh.
Yes.
Is he land building there?
No, definitely not.
Where did you go and land building from?
He
helped me with my house. When we have been in our house, he helped me. Daddy, I really miss him. All right, great.
Yes. So he would just go on. And when he was doing that, of course, we were watching. And by the time he was in his mid-50s, he already had 6 houses. So he won't trouble you. He will just, 60s, in the 70s, will just take his walking stick with his notebooks. Hello, what is on? Weather. And all of that. So,
but when they were doing that, mom, they were not having the best meal at home.
Of course. Of
Sometimes
course.
They would cook what?
Bure, alaboro, you know, all those things and all of that.
He didn't have so much means, but he set goals. Some of you today, your father has left houses. Am I right? You know, I was saying something. Some of us, when our father died like this, Mubu. I mean, if your father got $5 million, $25 million, you first of all cry when he dies. They say, Egbo, you know what I'm counting, $25 million. I'm around $5 million like that. So you can sing very well. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel for you this service. I feel for you. Even when you go abroad and start making money, think. Guys, online. Some of us are not in church now. I know you stay at home because of rain. And abroad too. Please, like I said, make room for yourself. Look at your future. Don't look at now. The government is trying to get all of us off their back.
Yes.
So start looking at what you can do. And if you need more expert information, Professor Kennedy is over here. Are you hearing me? We'll talk to you. We'll encourage you. But you don't have to lose in life. Wherever you are right now, tell yourself, it's my starting place. Wow. So if you have 10 million coming in, it's not your end place, it's your starting place. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now, finally, you can go back to your seat, Prof. One of the greatest hindrances in your moving ahead is that thing in your bag, your phone. It won't let you spend time to think. Are you hearing me? It won't let you spend time to think. So what do you need to do? Put that phone aside or smash it. That's a bad advice. You see, some of you ladies, instead of thinking up what to do, Bible says, ladies who are virtuous should be buying land. Not even your husband buying land now. You as a lady, let's go and see. 31st Proverbs, let's go. Are you blessed today? Pastor, you only speak spiritual things. You're talking about financial things today. I'll give you one thing to close with, but let's go. What I say is open to, we're talking about ladies now. Hallelujah. Chapter 31. Look at verse 14. It says, like the merchant ships, she brings her food from afar. Next verse. She also rises while it is yet night. See that? Give me the verse 14. My wife read this place so much. So she started not buying her food from their neighbors. She started going to market days and buy food so that we can have enough. If you buy only one bongo here, it's much more expensive than when you buy that share, that over there. Are you hearing me? Okay. Someone said, we don't have enough money. Start from now. Next verse. It says, she also rises while it's yet night and check her WhatsApp and provides food for her house and a portion for her maid. Next verse. She considers a feed and what? From her profits. I mean, can you imagine waking up your husband in the night? Dear, wake up. Come help me sign for witness for this land. Wow. Let me give you an example. Brother Kende is the VC. The wife is also a dean, the college. Am I right? She's on her own right building. Can you imagine? Don't just think that. Mag bemelo. Ndoka wakana jabo. It should be a positive asset. Are you hearing me? So he says, see, consider how you feel. She buys it. One of my friends, she was watching us on third service last about 2 weeks ago. Mama, this, you know. How many of you remember Udoji Award in the 70s? You don't remember because you don't know Udoji Award. Government gave money, yafun, to teachers and co. She got that hefty amount of money. You know what she did? She didn't buy aso uke, aso sale, aso ani. She went to invest it in poultry around edition. She was a school teacher. And she started doing that poultry. You know that poultry, when they retired, that's what they were living on. Mama is still doing the poultry till now. 87, thereabout. So when she left her workplace, when her daughter was getting married, Baba did hematology and he finally left his work. She sponsored that wedding from that poultry. Pastor, any final thoughts? Final thoughts. You can't afford to be lazy now, particularly lazy in your thinking. Go tell you, no. Then after you are tired a little bit, you should need to make your brain sweat. Think through. Pray. And don't quickly pull up your phone and start looking at something. Think. The world today is taking captive those who are thoughtless. Second, invest in your spiritual life. Give to God. Sacrifice to God. He will remember you for good. Are you hearing me? You can ask all of us over here, the preaching team. That's what we learn to do. To start taking God seriously. When we have 10, we give God not only just 1%, not just 10%, we give God more than that. We start investing ourselves. Let me give you an example. When Prof was 50, Prof said, I don't want to throw a party. See, you are thinking how? I don't want to throw a party. Celebrating God's faithfulness. I want to give me some widows. I will take 1 million and sponsor them for kind of career they want. Don't you think God will jump over such a life? Huh? So start thinking like that. You know, David said to God, you are leaving this house. I'm not asking you because I want to raise money for another building. Do you know that? On Thursday, pastors were here from all over town. We have it every month, pastors forum. They were here. And I said, any of you via a pastor that you have a small church and you have a small land and you want to build, one person put up his hand. I said, thank you. I was led to you. You know what? A church member here came to me. He has some good work that's going. He's doing some work and money's coming well. And I told him, he said, Reverend, I want to see you. I said, what? He said, I was in the service. The Lord told me, don't build your house yet until you build a house for me. I said, what? He said, can you help me find a pastor that I want to build and I want to put and encourage and see what I can do with that? Mubagini, you hear me? I'm going to find that pastor. So I was praying, and that last Thursday, I just said, Lord, Father, can you just, I don't want multiples. I've been raising all their hands, 10, 4 people, and one person just got up. And I know the guy's been faithful. I said, please, I want to see you. So we will start building that church with this brother in church. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? I hope you're getting. So I'm talking about that. And I hopefully, I'm going to get people. Later we'll talk about this service. I'm really concerned about you. How to do things. How to, some of these things about shares and stuff you can think about. It's other things you can do. You can make money so that you'll be happy.
Pastor, you are talking about too much money in church.
Not for church, but for you. Because if you are happy, we'll all be happy. If you're not happy, you can't even buy data to watch online. Is that all right? Now, let's do something before we leave here. See that verse we quoted? 1 Samuel 2, verse 8. Let's go back there. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the dunghill or the ash heap. Now, do you know what? Please do something. Do something. Tell yourself, I'm a beggar. I'm poor. As far as God is concerned. Do you get yourself? Honestly, I don't have anything yet. And I'm begging God for his grace this morning. So we do that. He says, he raises the poor and lifts the beggar. So who is the beggar? Not the guy who's begging money on the road. No. The guy who's begging God for his mercy and for his grace. And who is that poor? I'm the one. I don't have enough yet to help people around me. Can we fall on our knees wherever we are and say, Father, I come as the poor one. I come that I need more, not only for myself, but for my family and for the people of God and the world around me. Don't only just bless me, make me a blessing. I look up to you today. Lord, mark me out for such tremendous grace that I'll be blessed to become a great blessing. Lord, I'm begging for your grace this morning. You say you lift the beggar. I'm not begging for food. I'm not begging for a car. I'm begging for your creative ability, for your strength of heart. What you made out of Abraham, what you made out of Isaac, what you made out of Jacob, I want you to strengthen me. I want you to help me. I know I am not that strong yet. I'm not that rich that yet. I'm not that so powerful to need nothing again. I'm not. That's why I'm here. Thank you for increasing me. Thank you for increasing me. Now, as we need down there, can we do so? God said, I will give you double. Can you this moment ask God for double? Ask God for double. In whatever capacity where you are right now. He said, you see, double is the least number of multiplication. Double. Lord, double me. Double my effort. My productivity. My impact. My income. My giving, my sharing, my thinking, my strength. Double. I ask for double. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Please sit down. you know, rain. Today's a serious, I love when it rains, serious time in church. Now, can you go further with this? Can you take a day in a week? Can you take one day in a week and just take it to pray over your financial present and future? When you pray for a few minutes, stop and think. Lord, what can I do with this? I have this going now. What do I do? For instance, when I came yesterday to pray, I came to pray for 1 hour. And I got to my office and I started praying. God said to me, you know what? Don't do 1 hour for the three of them. Do 1 hour for each one. He said, I got things to talk to you about. So I sat in my office and he took the first one and he started blowing things up in my life. You're not doing this. This one should be done over here. I want to show you my will in that area. He gave me blueprints. He gave me a schedule of things I need to do. And I took my class, started writing, listening to him. And I went back home. I said, I'll come back in the evening. And the second one was my family area. So I came back. In the afternoon, I came to my office. I sat down. I was thinking, what will he tell me? When he brought something up, it's been my challenge for over 30 years. It's been my struggle for over 30 years. I didn't know what to do with it. He just said, let's talk about that. Wow. So I started looking. I said, God, you know, in this area, I don't know what all this, I don't know what to do with it. We've never discussed it before, but please, you know. And I did that. And I went back. I said, I'm owing God 1 hour. I'm not the third one. You know. Open things up. God has much to do with your life. Tell your neighbor, you have not seen your best yet. Tell him, you have not seen your best yet. Oh, glory. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Hallelujah. Where's my friend, St. Kule? Where's St. Kule? He just stepped out right now. You know? Where's St. Kule? Yeah, at time. Choir. Do you have a song? Are all of you present in the choir? Some Jakwa. Locally, not internationally now. All right. Yeah, please come. This is a good investment I want to introduce to you. Come and stand beside me. This is only. I've known him for years. Most, how many years now? From the NYC days. His children are married now. 1992. And God has given this passion to help drug addicts. Somebody in church gave them the building they are using for the drug addiction. People are coming in, they are trying to train them and remove the drug. Do you know, just told me in my office, two Muslims are coming to the rehab center. They told them, we are Christian, we do it Holy Spirit. The parents said, we want a result. Are you hearing me? They need food stuff for those people. They need any kind of money, staff. If you think of doing something in that direction, that's a good investment. There are people in church over here that go to go and teach there, do some training there, part of the board. They want to get me there. I don't really have time, you know. So, but thank God. So, please, if you want to invest in that kind of thing, getting people off drugs, that's his job. He has been beaten, persecuted, fought over this matter. All these years, he's never stopped. Let's clap our hands, Jesus, for him. Praise God. How many of you have seen the graduates before in church over here? How many of you remember? The brother graduates, about 6 or 7 of them have gone through the rehab center. This is a good thing to invest in, kingdom-wise. Praise God. Thank you very much. All right, we will get the number across on the screen later so that, or just go to, you know, come and. Where's Bolaan? Come. Bolaan works with you now. Great. Bolaan, come. Today you are not reading. You can do this for us. Now, if you want to contact him, Bolaan is to all sorts. He's into all sorts. Bojo Bandale, remember that one? Sinto. Bojo Tindale, sorry, my Yoruba is not there, so. This is your rep in church now. I hand him over to you. Are you this hour? So if you want to do anything, you want to reach out to them, you want to just give him the envelope, I can guarantee 100% he won't spend your money. You get across, you already used to help those guys. Some of them recently was telling me somebody had to be there. The woman has no money. Can you imagine? She has 3 kids, she has no husband, she's struggling, and her son was on drugs. We take about at least 250K to food and everything to stay there. What are we going to do? We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. In our struggles, we keep on making impact. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Whoa. You don't know why this service went this way today, but just like last week too, we're just going to follow God. I didn't plan to do this at all. We just did today. But let's, God wants the best for you. God wants to encourage you. God delights, listen, he delights in the prosperity of his servant. How much more his children? Are you hearing me? So tell yourself, I will do well. I will flourish. My home will be happy. The world will be happy for my existence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even if your income never expands more, you will expand doing good in Jesus' name. And if you do that, God is banned. But Peter, I think she's at the back. I can see him over there. You know, he said, somebody told him that when you die, who will speak well of you? What will they speak of you? Let's make up our mind today. Let's make up our mind today that we're going to rise up. You know, I told myself, I could just easily join everybody and mess up and do crazy things. But the world is waiting for people like us. When COVID came, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to stay in this country. I want you to encourage people. Get online. I don't like camera in church. He said, people need a lot of encouragement because things are going to get tougher. But you know what? You are going to get better. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can you take your neighbor's hand? And do something very awesome. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. That the hindrances, the struggles will give way in the name of Jesus. You know, we have a lot of hindrances around us, the struggles, that something, God will help the person. The hindrances and the struggles will give way. Breakthroughs will come, help will come, strength will come, glory will manifest in the name of Jesus. Pray for that person, not for yourself now. Pray for that person that God will show him, God will show her what to do to go further, to go bigger, to go greater. And pray for him that this person capacity with God will increase, that this person will get to get closer to God and understand his ways so that they can really live life abundantly well. Pray for that person that God will open his eyes, ask God to lead him to people, resources, books. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that he will break the barriers before him. She will break the barriers before her. And light will come through. Pray that the person will realize that he or she is more than conquerors through the love of God. Pray that the love of God will so overcome his mind, overcome our mind to break through the circumstances and the situations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Finally, ask God to comfort him on every side. Ask God to comfort her on every side. The Bible says the Lord will increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Ask God to surround him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. I just sense this. Can you ask that person, do you have any topmost request from God now? I'm not asking to tell the person. Do you have any topmost thing that you are looking to God for? Just ask. If he says yes, just now say and pray. Say, Father, that topmost request, that topmost request in his heart, in our hearts. Just pray for that person. That topmost request. That God will come through. God will show his goodness in that area. That person will smile and rejoice. Now, can we lift up our hands and thank the Father for hearing us pray together? Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Oh, before we leave, please honor your father and your mom. When I say honor your father and your mom, no matter how rich they are, give them something. He said, you shall live long and live well. Are you hearing me? Oh, pastor, I don't have mother. I don't have father anymore. Do you have any uncle who took care of you? Set him up for the honor. Why am I talking like this? I just sense I should do this right now. I have an uncle who took me for 1 year to take care of me. He's 80 this year. He called me. He said, hey, Tony, I'm having my bad day, but I'm in trouble. I'm writing a book. The book cannot get through yet. Some money needed. I didn't think twice. My dad is dead. God said, that's a commandment with a promise. That if you honor your father and your mother, pastor, they were bad to me. That's why you should do it more. So you can return good for the evil. Are you hearing me? Are we blessed today? Choir, you have a song? Let's sing and give our offering. Now, while they are coming up, this is my wife's birthday on the 19th of this month. Now, you know I'm not celebrating that. And our wedding anniversary was 35 years, was in April when she was not around. So on the 19th, I look at it, and I saw that 17 and 18, there will be holiday of Ilea. So, and I said, let's have a marriage breakfast. Praise God. Church is paying for it. You're not paying anything. You're going to have breakfast. In fact, I was telling my wife yesterday, let it be a good breakfast too. I don't want bread that looks like. So on the 18th, that's it. Strengthen your marriage breakfast. Money, sex, and power. The powerful dynamics in marriage. 9 a.m. in the morning, we're going to come. If you're married, my husband's not in town, come. My wife's not in town, come. Both of you, come. None of you, come. Just come. 9 a.m. that day. We're going to have a beautiful time together and strengthen ourselves. Amen. All right? Praise the Lord. And this Friday is, of course, communion service on this Friday. Let's sing while we give our offering. Now, after hearing a word like this, faith, I want you to take that. I don't care how much. Don't increase your offering. Just take that money and say, Father, this is my seed. This is my seed. In this hard, harsh time, this is my seed. And I plant this seed expecting you, God of harvest. I'm expecting you to lift me and to raise me. Thank you for your lifting. Thank you for your raising. As I stretch my hands to give to you, I receive your hand in raising me and lifting me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we give?
Hallelujah.
I know a God who's merciful and kind, faithful and gracious. I'm the apple of his eyes, the song that fills his heart every morning, noon, and night. He loved me when I didn't care, was patient till I came running back into his arms.
Came to me about a brother in church, a young man who got a job, online job, and he started getting some money. And the Lord told him, you know, your parents' house are never finished. It's difficult. Couldn't try and finish the house. You had to really do a lot of structuring. So he came and said, Pastor, that's difficult. Almost all my money is going there. I said, don't worry about that. Honor your father and your mom. He started doing that. I think a month or two after, somebody offered him a job that all the money he was making was just small compared to that. You clap your hands over there for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the way, I forgot. You know what I mean? I had a baby. Remember? It's a too late news. Because, you know, his wife delivered on Saturday before last Sunday. So I came to church so happy, told first service, forgot the second service. Who is the wife of your... Have you ever seen that woman that's in the choir that goes like this? And that he sings, the leader. The story is this. Our first child was serious CS. And the second, by herself, she delivered it. Praise God. Thank you. Great, thank you. Hallelujah. That's my yummy. And Brother Onifade, he and his wife. Yes, Brother Onifade, I think I saw him. It's Owolumi. Yes, they had a baby on Sunday morning. Last Sunday.